Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters, to our series Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 4th of Shawwal, and our topic is coming to the Jum'ah prayer, or the Friday prayer, early. My dear brothers and sisters, could a Muslim give a whole camel in charity every week? Could he give a whole cow or ram in charity every week? Now, this is not within the means of the vast majority of Muslims, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most generous, gives the same reward of this charity for whoever comes to Jum'ah prayer early. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من اغتسل يوم الجمعة غسل الجنابة ثم راح فكأنما قرب بدنه. Any person who makes ghusl or takes a bath on Jum'ah, like the bath of Janaba, which is being in a state of sexual impurity, and then goes for the prayer, meaning early in the first hour, it is as if he had sacrificed a camel, meaning Allah's cause. وَمَنْ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ بَقَرَةً. And whoever goes out in the second hour, it is as if he had sacrificed a cow. وَمَنْ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الثَّالِثَةِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ كَبْشًا أَقْرًا. And whoever goes in the third hour, then it is as if he had sacrificed a horned ram. وَمَنْ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الرَّابِعَةِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ دَجَاجَةً. And if one goes in the fourth hour, then it is as if he sacrificed a chicken. وَمَنْ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الْخَامِسَةِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ بَيْضًا. And whoever goes in the fifth hour, then it is as if he had offered an egg. فَإِذَا خَرَجَ الْإِمَامِ حَضَرَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الذِّكْرِ. When the imam comes, meaning to give the khutbah, the angels present themselves to listen to the sermon, to the khutbah. And this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, the ulama, the scholars of Islam, have differed in specifying what the hours mentioned in the hadith mean. But the meaning of coming early is clear. And as some of the ulama have said, my dear brothers and sisters, these hours mentioned in this hadith begin from sunrise, as is the view of Imam al-Shafi'i and Imam Ahmad, may Allah have mercy upon them. Wallahu alam. The important thing, my dear brothers and sisters, is not to come so late that the Imam has already taken to the minbar, as you will lose all of the rewards. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us not miss out on this virtue which is attained by coming early to Jum'ah and sitting and waiting for the prayer. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were very keen to come to Jum'ah early. So let us emulate the Sahaba in this and be from those who were earliest and go to Jum'ah early. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.